welcome to orientation. Okay, I'm Ariana again. This is Emily here with me. So for our first speaker, I'll be introducing Teacher of the Year. This is Professor Stu. So please give him a round of hand.
All right, hi everyone. Welcome. So all of these people with the yellow shirts have been pretty great, right? Helping us all make this happen, staying organized. Let's give them a round of applause, shall we? Yeah. Guys are so great. Okay, so my name is Stuart Horn. I'm a professor of communication here at Dominican and an alum. So I sat there, it was 100 years ago, but I sat right there for this same kind of an introduction to Dominican. Raise your hand if you're a freshman. That's a joke. Everybody's a freshman. Okay, let's try this again. Raise your hand if you're from California. Okay, very good. Raise your hand if you're an adult. A lot of people. Okay, good. That's good. Raise your hand if this experience you're about to go into is really just a fifth year of high school, kind of the same old thing. Okay, well, a couple people, maybe. But most of you didn't raise your hand. And that's good, because it's certainly not that. You have made a decision to take your life to the next level. Really, no other way to look at it, right? What did it take for you to get here? Close your eyes, please. I'll do it. Let's all close our eyes. Just play along with me. Think for a moment about the people who helped get you here. This is about being appreciative. All the people who sacrificed, not just in money, but in a lot of different ways, who encouraged you, who will continue to encourage you and support you. And just take a moment to yourself to thank them. It's important, because things are going to get really tough at times, like during finals. Finals are not easy. It's tough. College is supposed to be tough. And all those people have gathered over the last few years. You chose Dominican. And they have sacrificed, and they want the best for you, and you want the best for you. Just by being here and taking this huge step, you're among the 95th percentile of critical thinkers. You're about to step into that world. You've chosen to do this, and that's awesome. The power of appreciation, folks. Not just for them, but for one another. And there's another thing that's incredibly powerful. And that is when you smile. Smiling has a chemical effect. Makes you feel better. Makes people around you feel better. Will everyone please smile at me? I need it. Okay, well, wait a minute. About half of you didn't smile at me. Come on, I need it. Smile at me, please. Don't make me beg. You're not smiling. Are you happy today? Now you're smiling. Good. It's a good thing to remember, especially during finals week. Keep going to finals, because it's tough. But again, it's supposed to be. If you're sitting with someone that you've met recently, just in the last day or two, look to somebody that you have not met, who's right next to you. Got to be within two or three people. And just give them a fist bump and say, you're awesome. So good. So good. And I noticed, you're awesome. I noticed that a lot of people, when they fist bump the person they've never met before, maybe, they smiled. It's a good thing. Because I know Sometimes. When you go to a meeting like this, it's just another one of these orientation meetings. They're starting to get boring. We've already heard all this stuff before, Stu. And some of you, maybe you're on your phone because, for whatever reason. Some of your professors aren't going to say anything to you about it. If you're in class and you're on your phone, you're an adult, right? You're an adult. You're going to be treated like an adult. You're going to have adult expectations put upon you. But ultimately, you get to decide because you're an adult now, for sure. Moved away from home, going to college. I would say that's a pretty clear line of demarcation for when you become an adult. You get to decide whether or not you go to class, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds on how to be successful. One, as Dr. Piccolo has said already to you, go to class. You're going to have the choice. It's going to be raining some mornings. You get up. I'd rather just lie in bed, nice and warm, have some Fruit Loops, turn on Family Guy, go back to bed. I don't want to go to class and listen to Stu lecture. I get it. I was a student. I sat right there 100 years ago. It was a long time ago, but still, some things stay the same. Smile, get up, go to class. Show up. It's really important. Number two, these are keys for success. You should carry these with you. Do the work. Duh, Stu. Duh. A lot of students don't get that duh. For some reason, something gets in the way. Thirsty Thursdays. I was up late doing whatever. I get it. I was a student here. Sometimes you're just partying. I'm not going to class. I just want some Fruit Loops to go back to sleep. Show up and do the work. Number three, this is a big one. Try really hard. Your professors will know if you're trying. I know of my students... I know those who are trying and those who are hanging on their phone scrolling during class while I'm talking. There's a big difference there. I'm not saying there's not a time for scrolling. Of course there is. Just not when your professors are talking. You have this opportunity. These people, by the way, are not, including me, not your intellectual superior. They have life experience that you don't have yet. And you, in your support system, all those people who sacrificed are in place to give you this gift, these things that they've learned. And if you're scrolling or sleeping during class or doing whatever, all of those things I did, by the way, not scrolling, there was no scrolling 100 years ago. So we have show up, do the work, try really hard. Critical thinkers, you. Number four, have an opinion about stuff. Have an opinion. People are going to look to you as educated critical thinkers about what you think. It's this group, the 95th percentile, critical thinkers, who make the world what it is. You could argue that point, but that is what it is. And these are just keys to success. Here's a big one, and the final one. No excuses. As an adult, I mean, what you could get away with your teachers in high school is very different. Because your professors here at Dominican have adult expectations of adults. That's reasonable. And if you choose not to come, and if you choose not to do the work or try really hard, you choose not to have an opinion, that's on you now. Right? But if you do these things, and while they may seem very obvious, you're going to be successful. No excuses. Doesn't help anybody. You either do stuff or you don't. And the teachers don't need to hear why you didn't. I promise you, after teaching here more than 25 years, these are the things at the very core of your success. And I, and Naomi, and Dr. Piccolo, and everybody, all the peer mentors, they all want you to succeed. That's why they're here trying so hard to help you. Last thing. When I was a student here, I had a cool idea. I thought it was a cool idea. Why doesn't Dominican have a radio station? Students could do shows. We could play a bunch of music. Students could choose the music. We would broadcast all of the athletics events. Any athletes here? Yeah, a ton. So another student at the time and I began what has grown into, it began as Penguin Radio, but now it's grown into my entire life. I teach broadcasting as well as podcasting. Penguin Radio is on the air 24/7. Now, this is one of the few times one of your professors is going to say, pull out your phone. So please pull out your phone. Please. Respectfully. And go to radio.dominican.edu. The URL is right there at the bottom. Radio.dominican.edu. And it looks like this. The banner at the top has all of last semester's broadcasting students. All these people did radio shows last semester. And you'll notice there's a Listen Live button there. And if you click on that, it takes you to Penguin Radio, and you'll hear some sound will come up, although the Wi-Fi in this room's kind of weak. Anybody on the basketball team? That's Penguin Radio playing. Every home women and men's basketball game on the air. Soccer, volleyball, softball. Those are all of the sports we cover live. And if you want to participate in Penguin Radio, you don't have to take the class. Let's say that you already have a full schedule, but you're a nursing major and you don't have room to get in a broadcast class, but you'd like to do a radio show because you know somewhere in your heart of hearts the power of being a good public speaker. And you know somewhere that being able to communicate, even if you're all alone in a studio, would be a good thing for you down the road. Right? All of this is preparing you for once you leave Dominican. It's going to be a good public speaker, it'd be a good thing. If you want to participate, I'm sitting over here when I'm done. And at the end of this thing, if you want to come see me, I would love to talk to you about it. In the audience right now, the peer mentors and the people who are helping with orientation, some of whom have had radio shows. Tylen Powell's in the back by that white pole. And Tylen has been a student of mine since day one, done a bunch of radio shows, podcasts, all kinds of stuff, has become a brilliant communicator. Is that going to help him while he's at Dominican? A little. Certainly not going to hurt. After college, big time. So if you have the least bit, any kind of interest at all in broadcasting or maybe sports broadcasting, I'm the guy you'd want to talk to because I would like to talk to you about that, maybe have you participate. All right? Penguin Radio grew from a student idea, me, 27 years ago. Just a couple students. We had no funding. We didn't have a studio, nothing. But it was a cool idea that we thought, and we would not be denied. If you have a cool idea, and you will, the professors and people like Naomi and Dr. Pickle, they are here. They want to help you make your ideas turn into something bigger than just an idea. The way the Dominican people who helped me get Penguin Radio off the ground 27 years ago, and now it's a huge part of the curriculum. If you're a communication major, you've got to take radio. And we have a beautiful state-of-the-art radio station studio right next door to this hall in Angelico 104. If you have a cool idea, talk to a professor about it. They're dying to help you make it work. All right? Thank you for listening to me. I hope it made sense. I'm really happy you're here. Welcome, everybody.
All right, guys, I know those chairs are mad comfy. Most of you guys ate, it's dark, but now we're gonna move on to a raffle, get the energy up. All right, so get your tickets out, please. Woo! Get them out, yep. Do you wanna spin it?
Okay, I guess I'll spin it. How do I do this?
Just spin.
Okay.
All right, we have our first ticket. So I believe everyone has the first numbers of these, but 00. Three zeros. 3, 2, 7. Anyone have a winner? 0, 0, 0, 3, 2, 7.
Yes?
Woo! Yeah? Okay, okay. So you won yourself a nice little laundry bag hamper. That's gonna be very convenient. I'm just saying, it's kinda nice, guys.
Okay, next one.
Okay, we have one more, guys. One more. Oh, sorry, two more. So who's feeling lucky? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. I never win anything on the radio show, so I'm not lucky, honestly. Yeah, it's rough. No, just. Okay, we got 0, 0, 0, 2, 2, 7. Ah, wait, no. Oh, she played in my face. Wait, no.
Do you have a winner?
2, 2, 7. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay.
Wait, do you have a
phone? You know. Oh, okay, electric kettle, okay. For tea, for ramen, whatever you need for electric kettle.
Go ahead and spin it again. Okay, spin it.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Last one?
Okay.
Last one. Okay. All right. 0, 0, 0, 2, 5, 0. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. You won an ottoman. I mean, you're already probably tall, but you know, when to get onto bed, put your shoes in. Okay, round of applause, everyone. Thank you guys for participating. We do have one more raffle, too, after more talking. So thank you guys.
What's the next one?